The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
He's Italian. Judge Napolitano as well. That's Luciano Pavarotti. You know, it's so funny. I'm in studio today, Judge. Welcome, Judge, and happy Monday to you, my dear friend, Judge Andrew.
You. Right back at you, Joey. Does anybody else get introduced this way?
No. You are it. It's regal. It's royal. A King Charles has nothing on you, sir, when you get brought to the airwaves. I'm telling you. But, you know, I'm listening clearly. That sounds great. Al, that sounds great. Thank you. In the studio, I got to tell you, Judge, we have a lot to get into. I got to tell you this story. I was talking last night on the radio across town, right, and to my dear friend, Dr. Rock Positano, who I think you know, Dr. Rocky. Everybody knows Rocky, right? So he's going to kill me for I think it's okay to talk about this. Listen, guys, I talked to Joe and Al in the studio. Listen, Judge, this is the best. Luciano Pavarotti is at a Joe DiMaggio dinner, right? And he's with now, and Rocky was very close with Joe D. And Joe D kind of adopted him really as a son. So now it's a really upscale dinner. And next to Luciano is Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger. So they're sitting there. So now Kissinger now apparently was taken by a gal that he was attracted to. You know, that's Henry, I guess, right? And he's like flirting with the gal. Luciano stole Kissinger's steak, took it off of his plate. Now, I don't know. I said to Dr. Rock, wait a minute. Was he hungry? He didn't have enough, what you would think. But I don't know if he was busting chops when he stole Kissinger's steak. I love
and
those.
Kissinger probably didn't even know.
Yeah,
exactly. He was infatuated with the girl.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can't make it up. He told me that story last night. I almost fell over.
So I met Dr. Rock with Joe D.
Oh!
At an Italian restaurant in South Hackensack, New Jersey called E. Gemelli, which is absolutely fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago when Joe used to go, obviously. How long has he been dead? 20, 30 years?
Yes, it seemed,
he used to go there all the time when he just wanted to have a fabulous Italian meal where nobody would bug the daylights out of him while he was trying to put pasta into his mouth.
I bet you he was a fan of yours. Did he say, he said, because he was pretty aware of everything, yes?
Well, he said he knew me. He might have just been being kind.
No, Joe was always upfront and honest, you know? I was always in awe of the great DiMaggio, you know? And he really was always, he was always grounded that I could see, you know? But no pictures or no autographs. That's
correct.
That was it. Rocky said no pictures of the great Joe DiMaggio. But see, that's our parents. That's our parents. Now, if you listen to Judge Knapp and Piscopo on the radio, our grandfathers, Judge Napolitano's grandfather, my grandfather, worked for Thomas Edison at Menlo Park back in the day when they came over. They were immigrants. They came over and they worked like that. So we feel for the not only Italian Americans, Judge, but all the immigrants that come to this country working in such a hard fashion like that. I can't even imagine. You think about that, right? And then you go on to Princeton, you go on to all that you've achieved, Judge Napolitano. Me, not so much. But, you know, at least one of us did it.
You're a superstar, and everybody knows you. Everybody smiles when they hear the word Piscopo.
Please, Brookdale Elementary School, baby. Hey, Judge Knapp, so where do we go? Look, can we start with Hunter Biden? I'm, like, speechless because I've been on the road. I see the goodness of America. I go out on the road, and I see how nice everybody is. And then I have to read the news of the day on a Monday morning, Judge Knapp. And I was like, oh, so the, oh, I'm think, and correct me if I'm wrong, will there be a national security issue? Will they find out about the Bidens? Are they going to find out evidence that there's a connection to Ukraine, to China? Well, how do you think this Hunter Biden thing will unfold, Judge?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Senator Chuck Grassley, whom I know and respect, Senator or Congressman Jim Comer, whom I don't know, but who's risen through the ranks of the Republicans in the House, both claimed that a whistleblower came to them and said the whistleblower had documentary evidence or had seen, let me be precise, had seen documentary evidence showing payments to Joe to through Hunter and through Hunter's niece, Joe's granddaughter, in return for public policy decisions made by the United States of America. Now, that is the translation that's accusing the then vice president of bribery. I don't think that Senator Grassley has seen the document, and I don't think Congressman Comer has seen the document. The whistleblower who claims she's seen it, they say, or the whistleblower says it's in the hands of the FBI. Grassley doesn't have subpoena power because the Republicans are in the minority in the Senate. Comer does because the Republicans are in the majority in the House. He subpoenaed the documents. We'll see what shows up. Let's take the worst-case scenario that Joe Biden had money put in his pocket through a circuitous route involving his son in return for favorable public policy decisions by the Obama administration. That was more than 5 years ago. The statute of limitations is 5 years. He can't be prosecuted. Could he be impeached? Absolutely. Would it destroy his legacy and the way the world views him? Absolutely. But can he be prosecuted? Even if he were not the president of the United States, he couldn't be prosecuted because the window is closed. The statute of limitations is 5 years, and this happened more than 5 years ago. But if this document exists and the FBI has it, they're going to have to cough it up.
Yeah, will they? Because when it comes to this, when we know from...
Probably not. Chris Wray never complies with congressional subpoenas, and the Congress is too timid to be aggressive with him.
Yeah, this is interesting because they don't seem to want to bring anything out. We know what happened with the laptop from hell, from the book and from the article in the New York Post, where they just shut down the freedom of the press. And now it's to where it is now. It looks like they're just going to have to, the Republicans are going to have to get back into the White House. But you know what's sad, Judge Knapp? And this is just more me shooting from the hip. And you got to find out if there's a national security issue because Biden seems so weak on China, in my opinion, Judge Napolitano. But we're going to, again, it's like with the Russian hoax and then this. It's like when, you know what, it doesn't end. It goes, and we could go back to going after Clinton with Monica Lewinsky on the other side. I think we have to find out about the Biden thing because it seems to be a national security issue, understood. But, Lord, when did they stop going after each other in Washington, D.C., Judge Napolitano?
I think this all started in the modern era when the Democrats went after Robert Bork and then the Republicans went after Clarence Thomas. These were monumental personal assaults on the personal character of the individual. And then the Republicans went after Bill Clinton and then the Democrats in the deep state went after Donald Trump. Barack Obama, survived all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
But the cutthroat nature of American politics is reprehensible. The Republicans are moving deeply to the right. The Democrats are moving deeply to the left. The idea of a Tom Kaine Republican, a person you and I know and admire very much,
yes,
one of the greatest governors in the history of New Jersey and one of the greatest statesmen in the modern era.
That's right.
They're a dying breed, Joe.
Yeah.
Because the party doesn't want moderates. The Democrats want to get rid of Joe Manchin, a great conservative Democrat senator from West Virginia. The Republicans don't want to have anything to do with a Tom Kaine type Republican. This is wrong. This is what kept the country on balance for 200 years is compromise. Yeah. But when everything is so extreme and compromise is not possible, and the result is this personal, vituperative attack on human beings, not on the message, but on the messenger, it's very, very bad. It just leads to a bitter divisiveness, and it leads to hatred, and I'm sorry to say it leads to violence.
Yeah, right on the money. And what a great analogy, Governor Tom Kaine from the great state of New Jersey. Just a decent man. And not to mention Ronald Reagan working with Tip O'Neill. I always use that analogy. They were pals, for crying out loud. Hey, Judge, can I ask you before? I wanted to ask about so many things, but Clarence Thomas seems like such a decent guy. I don't know that I've ever met him. You know, he went on some trips. Now they're accusing him of taking the money to go on the with a rich friend. I mean, did he do anything wrong or anything that he was not allowed to do?
I think he, you know, and I say this as a friend and admirer. I've been with him many times. Some of his opinions are truly gifted and brilliant. He wrote The Great Opinion last June, 6-3, on your right to not only keep arms, but to bear, to carry arms. And, of course, the left hates him for that. However, this acceptance of these gifts really shows a tin ear for politics. I could not accept that as a state judge. A federal judge can't. A federal trial judge can't accept that and without reporting it. A federal appellate judge can't accept it without reporting it. No state judge can accept it. My point, the rules that apply to every judge in the country do not apply to the nine on the Supreme Court. Now, I think that's wrong, but that's the state of the law as it is. Why? Because the nine get to write the rules, and they wrote the rules so that they don't apply to themselves. That will diminish the public's respect for the court. So did he do anything illegal? No. Did he do anything unethical? No. Did he do anything to show that he has a tin ear for the way people will react when they learn about it? Yes.
Yeah, as a superior court judge in the state of New Jersey, Judge Knapp, you couldn't take a go on someone's yacht.
I could, but I would have to report it so that everybody would know that this person was a friend of mine, so that if this person is a lawyer in the courtroom, his adversary would say, "Judge, I think you should get off the case. You were just on Mr. So-and-so's yacht." And I would say, "You know what? You're right. I'm sending the case to another judge." Or I think you should get off the case because so-and-so whose yacht you were on, you may not know this, Judge, is an investor in this corporation that's before you. No, I didn't know it. I need to get off the case. So it's not so much the receipt of the gift that's the wrong. It's the silence about the receipt of the gift that's wrong. The public needs to know not only that judges are neutral, but that they appear to be neutral, that there isn't any reason to question their neutrality. And if there is, and if it's a serious reason, then the judge then commit a crime. The judge simply gets off the case and another judge handles it. Just last week, Justice Gorsuch, without giving a reason why, and they don't have to give a reason why, recused himself from a decision that the Supreme Court issued. So instead of 9-0, it was 8-0, Justice Gorsuch recusing. You don't have to give a reason why when you're recused. You just simply say, you know what, I'm stepping off this case.
And speaking of the Supreme Court, which you are a foremost expert in that regard, and some of us think you should be on that court, Judge. You know, I think Donald Trump thought that for a while as well. That leak that happened, that Sam Alito leak, had nothing. It went away. And it's just
gone. It should not have gone away. The problem is that the people that investigated it for the court are the U.S. Marshals that protect the court. They don't have subpoena power. They can't drag you before a grand jury and compel you to answer. They can only cajole you and try and persuade you to answer. If the FBI had investigated it, well, then the FBI would have gone to the DOJ and gotten an assistant U.S. attorney to persuade a judge to impanel a grand jury and to issue a subpoena.
Wow.
But the FBI was not involved in this because there's no evidence of criminality. If that leak was an insider a person who legally had the draft in his or her hands, that person has committed a serious, serious breach of ethics, so serious that that person would lose his or her license to practice law, but not a crime.
Yeah.
If that person is an outsider who hacked into the court's computer system, well, that's computer hacking. That's 5 years in a federal prison if you're convicted.
Wow.
Now, Sam Alito, you know, another Jerseyan, my boyhood friend, my Princeton classmate, says he has a pretty good, another Italian from Trenton. By the way, Scalia was born in Trenton.
Yes, he was.
Raised in Queens, but born in Trenton, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Another story for another time. Sam says he knows who it is, or he has a pretty good idea he knows who it is, but he doesn't feel that it's his position to say who that person is.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's somebody he knows.
Yeah.
It's somebody who works on the court. It's somebody he sees on a regular basis, and that person is probably still there.
Unbelievable and inexcusable. Judge Andrew Napolitano, what a great, we got a break, Judge. You and I could talk. It's so funny, man, from Brookdale Elementary School to talking about the Supreme Court. Who would have thought, Judge?
Joey, it's a very happy and fulfilling way for me to start my week with Joey on a Monday morning.
God bless you, Judge Knapp. God bless you. Send him my love, Judge Andrew. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. All the best.
With great respect, Judge Andrew Napolitano, host of Judging Freedom podcast, available on major podcast platforms and at judgenapp.com. 821, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing delays this morning on the LIE westbound at 106.7. The problem is an accident and a fuel spill. Two lanes blocked LIE westbound into 106.7 because of that issue. Traffic slowing down on the westbound belts by Pennsylvania Avenue with a collision being cleared. And watch for delays this morning as you head over to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident just cleared. Inbound George Washington Bridge 40, Lincoln 40, over at the Holland, an hour from 1 and 9, 23 North, still closed with an accident investigation. Getting out toward Alexander Avenue, heading into Pompton Plains. And over on the Cross County East at the Hutch, it's an accident. That one is off on the ramp. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 77 degrees. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
I say, hey, Joe on the radio, it is 8:22. I was watching King Charles. God bless him. I don't know that. Okay, we got a show. Respectfully, I'm a fan of King Charles.
Big fan.
Just a
and Queen Camilla, who, by the way, is queen consort.
But did it look like he was kind of in dragon with the
Wow. Wow. He has to wear the cape. I don't think he has a choice.
It looked like... Maybe it was. No, please. I'm being silly. It's a Monday. Please forgive me. I think he's just getting into the role. And we'll be talking, by the way, with Christos Foufos, our buddy from England, about the King Charles. But right now, let me tell you about Perillo Tours. We are going to Italy. We're going to Italy, and we are going to Rome for 3 nights. It's going to be beautiful. And we're going to see the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum, the Trevi Fountain, a special dinner performance, which is so cool because it's real high end. And it's like what I always think in the old days, what they used to do in the days of Cary Grant, Mr. Sinatra being very young at that time, you know, and they'd go to Europe, you know, Gina Lola Brigida would be there. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of performance that we have there above the Seven Hills of Rome. Just beautiful. And then we fly directly to Sicily and spend 3 nights in Taormina. And next on to Taormina, we go to Forza d'Agro, and we go to Savoca, and we are going to see some of the locations where they actually filmed The Godfather, right there. Then we go to Palermo for 3 more nights before flying back to America. Rome and Sicily, a VIP, very customized, specialized Perillo Piscopo tour. And a Perillo tour, by the way, is stress-free. It's an escortification where you don't lift a finger, and Steve Perillo personally has assured he's got all the top hotels in Sicily. Everybody's going to Sicily now. Steve cleared them for you. That's the Perillo way. Tour dates are October 18th through the 28th. Call for reservations, 800-431-1515. I cannot wait for this trip. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. 800-431-1515 or go to, please, perillotours.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables. Changing the world one life at a time. Well, I watched Fox News and I seen the commercial and the testimonials like 50,000 times. They finally won me over, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel better than I did before after taking it. So I will say that. You know, not every day do I eat a salad, so it's good to always know that I'm taking the Balance of Nature. You know, it's just a good thing. It makes me feel like I checked that block for nutrition. I don't eat the best foods all the time, so it makes me feel better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joey on the radio, 825. Charity-minded? Why not consider the charities and causes that you care about most and create a plan that fulfills your wishes after you're gone? That can be done in a couple of ways. One is to establish your philanthropic plan so it serves your interest and protects your assets. Remember Frank Morano? When Frankie was on the show, you'd always tell him, give it to your favorite morning
right,
show.
Right, exactly. Donate a little morbid.
I know. Don't forget about us. A second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will or trust. The thing is, you need a will or trust, and Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, a will trust that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. Like, and nobody likes thinking about wills or trusts. The fact is, everybody needs one, and I'm telling you, there's so much out there after you work your whole life. I know you. I know how hard you work. And I know the taxes. You ever pay taxes and then you say to yourself, I didn't know I made that much money. And most of it in New York and New Jersey, 55% of what you take goes to taxes. Taxes, not to mention all the other expenses. Protect yourself. Because when you're not there, you think it's bad now. Wait till you're not around to protect yourself. Well, how is your family going to deal with it? You got to make a visit to Connors and Sullivan. You could schedule a free in-person initial consultation with one of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys. Offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. You're going to love Mike and the team at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or visit, please, connorsandsullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 827. You know, Tom Holman has been talking about this from day one, former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, about what's going on with the migrants. Title 42 ending, the massive influx and the invasion from the southwestern border of the United States, and now migrants mowed down. Tom, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, Mr. Director. You and I have talked about this, about compassion for the migrants themselves, for the people coming in. This administration could care less, and now migrants mowed down, reading here, by a car in Brownsville, Texas. It's getting worse by the day, Tom Holman.
Yeah, it is tragic. I just received a video of that. There's actually a Ring camera caught that, and it just... it's devastating video. And look, in that city is overcrowded. This administration does not have a solid plan. You know, they want to release everybody, but there's no plan after release them. They'll fly many to the city of their choice and taxpayer dime, but many are just released to the streets. In Brownsville, the shelters are already overrun. They're already full. So El Paso, Brownsville, and Laredo, and Rio Grande Valley, McAllen, you know, the streets are overrun. These people have, you know, they're just walking the streets. And tragedies like this are going to continue to happen. And this is something no one talks about. You and I talked about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, since Joe Biden's been president, there's well over 1,700 migrants have died on U.S. across the board, on U.S. soil.
Wow.
That's not even counting the 53 that suffocated death in the back of the tractor trailer in San Antonio, because that's not really called a border death. But And that's what we know about Joe. Like, I was down Brooks County months ago riding with a sheriff down there. In 4 hours, we found two. And I asked him, I says, you know, how many do you think you don't find? He says, we're lucky to catch a quarter of them. He says, because by the time we find them in the desolate areas, they're usually, you know, taken apart by animals, either the wild hogs or the coyotes. And he goes, sometimes we find parts. Matter of fact, one of the bodies we found was there's nothing but a skull and a backbone. It's devastating what this administration has done.
Yeah, and then you see these crimes that are unfolding. And Tom, I don't want to be a naysayer this Monday morning, but you and I talked about it from day one. Again, it's like the worst is yet to come. I don't want to think about it because the criminals are and the terrorists and the Chinese nationals, they're all in already. They were the gotaways, correct?
Yeah, if you need to understand, Gorbachev last year arrested, out of all the people they arrested, 87,000 had criminal histories. Over 100 of them were convicted of murder. So, you know, these are people that got caught. And they obviously don't want to get caught because they know they're going to be fingerprinted. And if, you know, if you got a record for murder, you're most likely not going to be released. So you can imagine we got over 1.7 more than 1.7 million, because that's what we know about, right? That's what's caught on video or sensor traffic or drone traffic, and it's recorded. They actually visualized them. We don't know what came across that we don't know about, because many parts of the border, especially like in the Big Bend sector, they don't have technology, they don't have cameras and drones. So 1.7 have been recorded, and these are people that chose. Not, you know, they chose, okay, I'm not going to pay less money to turn myself into Border Patrol to be processed, released, then flown to the city of my choice and get a work authorization for 5 to 7 years. Then even if I lose my case, which 9 out of 10 lose their case, ICE isn't going to remove me because Secretary says ICE can't remove me for simply being here illegally. Why wouldn't anybody not take advantage of all that free stuff at a lower cost? Why did they pay more to the cartels to get away? Because they don't want to be fingerprinted. They don't want to be vetted. That's just scared the hell out of everybody. I've done this for 35 years. It scares the hell out of me. The numbers of gotaways that people are trying to get away.
Yeah, and now, and when this Title 42 situation that was put in play because of the COVID-19, and I understand it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tom Holman. Tuberculosis is just running rampant for these folks coming from other countries, from the southern border, and the South American states. So now we got to look for that for our children, because if Title 42 goes away, they're not even going to check who's sick and who's not sick, correct?
We haven't checked who's sick for a long time. I mean, COVID was just the latest disease comes right across that border. My time as a border patrol agent, a special agent, you know, and as director of ICE, look, I had to shut down facilities, detention facilities, because of measles, because of chicken pox.
Wow.
Lice. But the TB is the most dangerous. Your border patrol agents that have to get tested have to do a skin scrape for TB every so often to see if they contract the TB. I've had the skin test myself many times as an agent. And when I was ICE director, I think I told you this once before, when I was ICE director, we actually arrested a person who had TB. It was a strain of TB that was unrecognizable. Oh, our health officials at ICE had never seen it.
Wow.
They contacted the Texas Department of Health. We contacted the CDC.
Yeah.
And we had to come up with some sort of cocktail to treat this guy. We kept him in custody like 8 months until we came up with some sort of cocktail that would attack this TB. Now imagine if he would have gotten to the school system. So yes, TB is rampant across that border.
This is, and what about the 1,500 troops that are going to be sent down by Biden? 1,500. I mean, it just shows, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom Holman, that they're starting to listen to folks like yourself, that they're going to send at least troops down. But 1,500, that's like really not doing a thing, correct?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why the secretary is sending 1,500 troops down there, because he said the border is secure. So, you know, so what the hell is the problem? So the bottom line is, what was really irritating, let me tell you the difference between Trump years and Biden years. Under Trump, we did that, but we sent the military down there to help secure the border. We sent the military down there so more border police can hit the border and get back on patrol. What their plan is send them down to do administrative duties, which is going to relieve mortgage agents to do administrative duties, but not to go to the line and do their homeland security task, not to try to secure the border. They're going to release more mortgage agents to go to processing centers because the number is going to be so large. This administration is focusing on processing quickly, releasing quickly, because there's no overcrowding. There's nothing to see. And so they've done from day one is care about the optics. Hey, guys, if there's no overcrowding, nothing to see. And at some point, there's a plan right now.
Yeah.
As that when they get to 29,000 in custody at border patrol stations, the plan right now is to pull every agent off the line. Now, let me explain that. And people say, well, they'll never do that. The hell they won't, because they've done it. When they had 15,000 Haitians were under the bridge last year,
yep.
They pulled every agent within that sector into the area to process, which means there wasn't one single Border Patrol agent within 206 miles on that border.
Wow.
For days.
Wow.
So this is their plan. So what happened over there in Rio Grande Valley, what's happening with the same, it's going to happen across the country. There's going to be hundreds of miles of border without a single agent on that border.
And why can't we go back to the following the procedures that were put in place on Ellis Island, like when my grandparents came over, Tom Homan?
This administration wants open borders. They don't want control. Hmm. They haven't done a single thing to slow the flow. Look, Joe, all this panic about Title 42 is all in the news, right? I've done 10 interviews on Fox in the last few days on it.
Yeah.
It's just a simple fix to this. They can fix this tomorrow.
Yeah.
They can re-implement the Remain in Mexico program, which the federal courts at the highest levels have said it's a legal program. They can re-implement Remain in Mexico program tomorrow, which was a game changer for the Trump administration. But for a couple reasons. Number one, they're not going to implement it because it's related to Trump. And number two, they don't want to secure the border. Look, everybody says, you know, what is your plan? What is your plan? On one point, I said, well, they got no plan with all these people coming across. We're going to do them. But on the other hand, I got to admit, they do have a plan. Their plan is coming together very well, is to many people come in and release them. Look, the Remain in Mexico program can be implemented tomorrow. And people can still claim asylum. They just won't win Mexico. But the reason they're not doing that is because they know, based on immigration court data, you and I talked about this, 9 out of 10 people who claim asylum never get relieved from U.S. courts. They get ordered deported. So they know if they keep them in Mexico and do the hearings, these people aren't going to be released in the United States. And to go a step further, and they also know that 9 out of 10 failed. They also know, based on the Homeland Security Lifecycle Report, which is data collected over the last decade, for the 9 out of 10 that lose their case get order removed, how many leave? According to Homeland Security Lifecycle Report,
6%. Wow.
So their plan is let the people in, and they'll never leave. And people say, why are you doing this, Tom? Well, for a couple reasons. You know, I think many of them think they're going to be future Democratic voters. We'll see. But I think you don't even have to get there. Because Joe Biden, when he got rid of all our Trump plans we created, that created the most secure border ever had, he also signed an order that overturned the Trump census rule, which means millions of people will be counted the next census in sanctuary cities. What's that mean? That means when you reproportionate the seats in the House, that means more Democrats get more seats in the House. They sold this country out for future political power.
Yeah, right. Tom, what a great and vital conversation this morning, my friend. Keep the fight, Tom Homan, and hopefully we'll see you one of these days in person, coming into studio or something. Or in the gym with Mark Morgan. We could all work out together. Tom, that would be fun.
Mark Morgan don't know what a gym looks like. You can find a gym with a compass. And listen, I want to let you know, before I went on the air, I heard your commercial. I just took my relief factor.
No!
I'm heading to the gym in about 20 minutes.
You look at you.
To try to improve on perfection. I'm going to try. But we'll see what happens.
And relief factor works. Tom, you're the best. You're the best. Thanks for being
left inflammation, I'm telling you.
I love it, man. Thank you, Tom. God bless, my friend. Tom Homan's former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, but with a heart of gold. And when he sees those migrants and those kids, you can hear it in his voice how hurt he is when he sees what's going on down at the border. And by the way, there's a testimonial about Relief Factor. He's a tough guy, works out very, very hard, and he takes, indeed, a Relief Factor. Hey, Al Gattulo's in the news nook right now, and he's got the news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
61 degrees and sunny at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Hochul says New York State's budget giving new life to the MTA. Aside from direct funding from the state and a contribution from the city, the governor banking on casinos sharing revenue with the transit agency. The downstate region eligible for 3 gambling licenses, which have yet to be granted. New York State allocated more than $1 billion to the fiscally embattled MTA. Hochul made a remarks during a panel at the Regional Plan Association last week, saying getting the MTA back on track was one of her top priorities. Congressman Josh Gottheimer leading a campaign to push for passage of a bill that would help fund local police departments nationwide. The bipartisan bill would use federal funds to make strategic investments in small and mid-sized departments, providing them with training and mental health support. It also authorizes up to $50,000 annually for 5 years. It won the support of the president of the New Jersey State Policemen's Benevolent Association, Patrick Colligan. In sports, Devils beat the Hurricanes 8-4. They now trail their best-of-seven series 2-1. The Mets have lost 2 straight. They fell to the Rockies at Citi Field yesterday 13-6, while the Yankees lost to the Rays in Tampa in 10 innings by the final of 8-7. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take a ride out to the LIE westbound. Some stop-and-go traffic heading out toward 106.7 with an accident still being cleared. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you head over to the inbound side of the BQE. Stop-and-go traffic getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge with that earlier accident cleared. The cross-county eastbound ramp to the Hutch, a crash being cleared. The Sawmill south at Reader's Digest Road in Chappaqua, a collision being cleared from that spot as well. Watch for an ongoing investigation on 23 North by Alexander Ave over in Pompton Plains. And we're seeing delays at the inbound George Washington Bridge of 40 minutes. Lincoln 40, Holland an hour in from that 1 and 9 approach. 18 northbound slowing down through Old Bridge Turnpike into East Brunswick. It looks like some ongoing construction still blocking one lane. Partly cloudy today with a high of 77. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 62. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Sponsored by Steel. There are over 10,000 reasons why Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Dr. Jordan Josephson is going to join us, and we're going to tell you about the Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation Golf Classic. Yeah, that just, I'm going to be there. We're going to tell you about it. But in the meantime, we want to tell you about Calandra's. Now, apparently it's sold out May 20th, but if you want to give a call, 973-226-8889, see if there's a couple of seats left, but this is going to be fun. It's May 20th. It's right there at Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey. It's Il Vecchio Cafe. I've been hearing about shows there for like ever, and then every time I would go in and I'd buy some Italian goodies or some pastries or the beautiful bread at Calandra's. You know, they've been there 60 years in Newark. You know, they started 1962. They're in Fairfield. And then, of course, they're in at the Calandra's Italian Village right there in Caldwell. So I go in. They go, Joe, will you come perform? And yes, we're going to do it. It's going to be May 20th. There's plenty of free parking available. You might want to check. I believe we're sold out, but here's the number just in case. 973-226-8889. It's going to be so much fun. Michael's going to be with me. We're doing a full show. It's going to be like a casual club kind of show. It'll be intimate. It's going to be right across from St. Aloysius, beautiful St. Al's, right there on Bluefield Avenue at Calandra's Italian Village. In the meantime, check out Newark, Calandra's Bakery right there. Check out Fairfield, New Jersey. Oh, they're building a beautiful, beautiful Fairfield location. And certainly right there in Caldwell, New Jersey. So it's Calandra's and Joe Piscopo together for the first time. It's going to be swinging, baby.
Are you considering a unique way to enhance your investment knowledge this year? Then sign up today for the all-inclusive Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Along with our trusted partner, The Money Show, we're setting sail this December to explore some of the most beautiful and unspoiled destinations in the Caribbean. But this is no ordinary vacation. It's a chance to learn from top Eagle Financial experts like best-selling authors George Gilder, Mark Skousen, and others who will be hosting a series of workshops and seminars throughout the trip. Imagine lounging on the sun deck while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals. Or enjoying a gourmet dinner at the same table with one of our leading financial authorities. This once-in-a-lifetime cruise is a perfect way to combine education and relaxation to achieve your investment goals. This cruise will sell out quickly, so visit EagleFinancialCruise.com today to learn more and to secure your cabin. That's EagleFinancialCruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because I think you'll just, you can get the best deal from Alex Kinsella. How do I know? Al Gattulo, sitting across from me as I speak, doesn't like anything. Miserable. Always cranky.
Thank you.
I tell you, he was so happy when he came home from Route 22 Toyota. Beautiful car, Al. I'll tell you what, looking good.
Thank you.
You know, and the Gourmand loves Al's car. They
loves it. Very spacious back seat.
But then Carol goes down. My sister Carol goes down, gets one car. Then she gets another car. Then she got a car. She goes, Joe, can I call Alex Kinsella back? This is true. She goes, because I think I want a moonroof. I said, call him back. And Alex goes, not a problem. We'll fix it. Takes care of everything. She's got a beautiful car with the moonroof. Anything you need, Alex is standing by for you, okay? And he's got a great supply. The area's largest selection of new Toyota vehicles are at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or there's a huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. It's Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella and the team standing by. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or Route22Toyota.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzimatidis at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So Dr. Jordan Josephson is a friend. He's a board member and chief medical officer of the Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation. I didn't even know what that was until I went there, and we have mutual friends there. Former Commissioner Ray Kelly was there. I went down there, and I saw John Katzimatidis was there, and former governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge. And then Dr. Jordan said, he said, hey, Joe, you got to be involved with this great organization. So I said, let's do it. It's Alpine, New Jersey. It's the Alpine Country Club. It's Monday, May 15th. It's the Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation Golf Classic, and Dr. Josephson is very involved, and he joins us on the air. Jordan, welcome to the radio show, man. Great to have you with us, Doc.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, listeners. And, Joe, thank you for having me. You are the best.
Oh,
we all know about how patriotic you are.
Yeah.
And God bless you, Joe.
Oh, thank you. And I don't just like you just because you introduced me to Carol Alt. I like you anyway, Jordan. You know, I mean, it's not just the Carol Alt introduction.
A night at the Plaza that you'll never forget.
That was the best. That was the best. Jordan, tell us about your involvement. And what exactly, because people don't know, and they think Homeland Security, people get upset. Well, wait a minute, the border's a mess. And we just talked to our buddy from the border, Tom Homan. However, these are Secret Service agents. These are people who put their lives on the line. And these are the agents that really are hurt or worse in the line of duty. And your organization, Dr. Josephson, is there to take care of those folks and their families.
It's our organization. It's everybody's organization. We live to serve those that serve us. The FEHSF, Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation, and for those of you near a computer or near your phone, go to www.fehsf, Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation.org. And next Monday, Joe, you're right on. We're having our first Alpine Country Club Golf Classic. And we're there to support our heroes in Joe's home state.
That's
it. A beautiful golf course and one of the best in the country. It's going to be fantastic.
And I'll be
lots
there. I'm going to be like master of ceremonies. You know, it's so funny, Doc. We talked about this off the air. But I think it's Alpine Country Club, but right next to a place called Tammy Brook, where I actually park cars. I park cars when I was working the improvisation. So this is a nice way to go back to that area. Alpine, we used to live in Alpine, too. It's a glorious area, a great area. And so if folks, they can go to FEHSF to register for the golf outing, Doc?
That's correct. They should all come all, sign up to play golf.
Yeah.
We still have a few foursomes left. We have some sponsorships left, but we've had unbelievable support. If you don't play golf, sign up and spend the day with us. Have lunch, have dinner, or both.
Yep.
And enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Tons of fun.
Yep. And how do you?
And Joe, you're going to be there, right?
I'm coming.
It's going to be amazing.
You know what? It was so funny. Like Dr. Rock Positano introduced us, and you, like Dr. Rock, are so entrenched in the community, and we love that about you, Jordan Josephson. It is great. Now, who are the people that you're helping? Like, for example, Secret Service agents, correct?
Yes. Any of the branches of federal law enforcement, so whether it's ATF, CBP, DEA, FBI, HSI, these people put their lives on the line every day.
Wow.
You know, Governor Ridge says when the agent puts on their uniform, their spouse and their children also put on the uniform, and they don't know if their parent is going to come home that night.
Yeah.
So these are the people that we're behind.
It's so true. And our mutual friend John Katsimatidis will be there. This is going to be a great event on Monday, May 15th at the Alpine Country Club. Hey, what is your role as chief medical officer over there, if I may ask, Jordan?
So when agents get sick, they have a health care problem anywhere in the country, we come to their aid. They get concierge service from us so that they can get back to what they want to do. You know, this is a calling for these people. It's not a job. These are the most down-to-earth people. They care about protecting Americans. As a collective group of professionals, they're incredibly caring, and it's my honor and privilege to be there for them when they need.
How did you get involved, Jordan, before we let you go, sir? How did you get involved in this organization? They brought you in knowing your history in medicine?
Well, as you know, Joe, I've always had a very soft spot in my heart for the military and also for law enforcement, state, city, and federal. And I got a call one day. They said, hey, we have a federal enforcement agent. He's sick. No one can come up with an answer. Can you help?
Wow.
And that's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Can you help? And I was there.
Yeah, God bless you for that. Dr. Jordan Josephson. By the way, it's FEHSF, and you can check out Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation. I was not aware of this at all till I was there that night. And all of my friends were there, and Jordan was there, and Carol Alt was there, and we all were supporting this great organization, because you forget about these folks who have to actually put their lives on the line for us every single day. And we'll be there. It's May 15th, Alpine Country. It's going to be great. It's a great golf course, I hear, Jordan. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful day out there. Jordan,
thanks. It's going to be gorgeous.
Thanks for your friendship.
Thank you, Joe.
No, we appreciate it. Thanks for your service to this country, my friend. God bless you, Dr. Jordan. And please come back anytime and always, my friend.
And thank you for your patriotism and your support, Joe. And thank you, AM 970.
There it is. Thank you, Dr. Jordan Josephson. Thank you so much. Love to the family. Dr. Jordan Josephson is the man. It's 852. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, Joe. They just cleared up an accident on the LIE West over at 106-7. Sunrise Highway eastbound in Freeport, we're getting reports of an accident over by Main Street. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Deegan North at the stadium. It's an accident. Cross Bronx West, heavy through Castle Hill Avenue. Southbound Clearview by Northern Boulevard. Accident just about cleared. Expect delays on 23 North. It's closed by Alexander Ave, getting up through Pompton Plains. Accident investigation. Inbound GWB 30. Lincoln, that's about 45 to 50. And over at the Holland Tunnel, an hour in from that 1-9 approach. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 77. Tomorrow, clouds with a high of 62. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Dennis Prager here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886 or 52886. Standard message and data rates apply.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And now we have him just for you right here. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Katsimatidis, every weekday evening at 5. Catch him if you can, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Think of your favorite beverage or meal that you love to order at your favorite eatery. Now think of how good that makes you feel after just that first bite or sip. For kids and starving families in Latin America and the Caribbean, they don't have that luxury. They struggle to get by on mere dollars per week just to support and feed their families. But you can change that. You can change a life, save a family, and donate by dialing 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. All it takes is a one-time donation of $144 to feed an entire family of four for the next year, thanks to our friends at Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is then able to provide reliable drinking water and nutritious food in a safe and timely manner. You can change a life, save a family, and donate by dialing 855-919-4673. You can also give online as generously as you possibly can by clicking on the red Give Food banner at the top of am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, here we go. Telling you about Relief Factor because it gets you out of pain. You know, I don't want to, utilize Tom Holman's expertise on working out and getting out of pain, but he's a tough guy, you know, and Tom is, and a nice guy, compassionate guy, but he takes Relief Factor so he can go into the gym, and I do the same exact thing. I take Relief Factor because it, I'm telling you right here, it could work within 4 days. It can work within 4 days. I can't make a clinical claim. I can't tell you, this is going to stop all your pain. I'm not allowed to say that, but I'm going to tell you this. If some people, it works in 2 days. It stops pain. Some people, 7 days. For myself, I'm telling you, as your guinea pig, just be careful how you use the word guinea. Thank you. 5 days, I was out of pain. And I've been out of pain ever since with Relief Factor. All right, so call 800-4-RELIEF, please. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. 3 week quick start is only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com. Let's get you out of pain. I think we can. Everybody's taking Relief Factor that I know. And everybody who takes Relief Factor that I know gets out of pain. And I want you to be one of those folks because I love you. 800-4-RELIEF or ReliefFactor.com. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing weather-wise?
Doing pretty good. We got a little bit of sunshine through some patchy clouds, but other than that, it's going to be a great day with that temperature sitting at about 77 by the time we hit peak heating. And then the clouds will increase tonight, leading to some showers that'll be pretty brief for tomorrow at a low temp 55 tonight, 66 the high tomorrow, and then we're back to 70 for Wednesday with a blue sky.
Here it comes. Thank you, Jeffrey Nordine. Appreciate it very much at the Weather Answer Desk. When we come back, in the 9 o'clock hour, we got a little time at the top, 877-970-2999 if you want to give a call. But Christo Fufis is a talk TV presenter, royal commentator based in London. We're going to talk about the coronation of King Charles. You know, I'm joking. This guy really, I'm liking King Charles because he was constantly criticized. He seems to have moved into the role of king in a really beautiful fashion, I think. Christo Fufis will report in. Gordon Chang, you want to know about China's role in the Ukraine-Russia war? What? Oh, yeah. Gordon's got all the information. He's a Jersey boy, and he knows everything that you need to know about China, North Korea, and that whole continent across the world. Joe on the radio, you know what? We're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.